Bookworms by Fezzador. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of J.K. Rowling. Chapter 19. The Birthday Boy. And like that, January had come and gone. Kellen had played all four positions in the four Quidditch matches that he participated in, and Gryffindor had won every single time. Spirits were especially high in Gryffindor, except when it came to schoolwork. The professors had somehow decided that it was a good idea to add to the already considerable amount of homework that the students already received. Hermione and Kellen didn't mind, but Harry and especially Ron were nonplussed. On one gray, chilly day in the beginning of February, Hermione, Desiree, and Daphne paid a visit to Hagrid's hut after school concerning Kellen's upcoming birthday, which was just a few short days away.
"Hello, young ladies," Hagrid chuckled. "What can I do for you?"
He nodded at Desiree.
"Hello, miss. I know I've seen you, but I don't recall your name. Rubeus Hagrid, keeper of keys and gamekeeper at your service. But most folks just call me Hagrid."
Desiree smiled. "Good morning, Hagrid. I'm Kellen's cousin, Desiree Moultrie." Hagrid chuckled again.
"Pleased to meet you, Miss Desiree. Kellen has no shortage of pretty lady friends, does he? Come in, come in. Would you care for a bit of tea and treacle toffee?"
"Maybe just the tea, please," replied Hermione politely. "We're here about Kellen. His birthday is next week, and we need your help."
"Oh, so Kellen's a birthday boy?"
asked Hagrid as he started boiling some water.
"I was wondering when his special day was."
He smiled at Hermione.
"What do you have in mind?"
Hermione returned the smile. "He's Norwegian, or at least of Norwegian descent, so I was hoping maybe you could help bake some munka. It's a Norwegian pastry, sort of a cross between a donut and a pancake. I'm sure he'd be delighted to have a traditional Scandinavian breakfast for his birthday." Hagrid beamed.
"I have an Abelskiver pan, which is for Danish pastries. If you have a recipe for munka, please let me know, as I'm not really sure what's different between the two, but I'm sure he won't turn down fresh Abelskiver either."
Hermione flashed a 100-watt smile. "One step ahead of you, Hagrid." She pulled out a parchment with a list of ingredients and baking instructions. "I'd be delighted to help you bake the munka."
"I'd be delighted to have you help me, Mr. Hermione,"
Hagrid replied gratefully.
"Have you thought of what other gifts you wanted to give him?"
"Between the three of us, Harry, Ron, Pansy, and Tracy, we should have enough galleons to maybe get him something that reminds him of home. He's a fan of some sports team, a baseball if memory serves, called the Minnesota Twins. He really seems to be fond of a player named Kirby Puckett. If we all chipped in a few galleons, would you be able to perhaps get him a jersey and perhaps a cap? I know you have a way of procuring strange things, and those are about as strange as they come. I may have to get Harry or Ron to discreetly look at his muggle clothes to get an idea of what size to get."
"What day is his birthday exactly?"
Hagrid asked. "The 12th, replied Hermione.
"That's 10 days away," Hagrid said thoughtfully. "That should be enough time, but you'll need to get me the specifics tomorrow for sure. Does that work for you?"
"That's fine, Hagrid. We can get back with you tomorrow." "And we can maybe design a really nice birthday card," Daphne suggested. "I'm not the maestro that Kellen is. That portrait Kellen made of you is gorgeous, by the way, Hermione. But between Desiree and myself, I think we can make something he'd appreciate." "Oh, I have something personal I need to ask Hagrid," Hermione told Daphne and Desiree. "Would you mind stepping outside for just a few seconds, please? It's Gryffindor-related business." "It's chilly outside, Hermione," Desiree said. "Please don't take long." "Thanks, Daphne and Ray," Hermione said with a grin. "I promise this will be short." Daphne and Desiree bundled up and stepped back outside while Hermione asked Hagrid her question.
"What is it that's so personal, Hermione?"
Hagrid wondered. "I remember a while back you got that guard dog from a Greek gentleman, and you told us that the thing it's guarding is a secret known only by Professor Dumbledore and Nicholas Flamel. Well, Kellen and I did some research, and we believe that the object that it's protecting is the Philosopher's Stone. Do you know why it's being so carefully guarded? Who would want it so badly to require so much protection? What else do you know about it?" Hagrid waved a hand dismissively.
"Let's talk about this later, all right? Now's not a good time for me. Maybe Thursday after dinner."
He smiled gently at Hermione.
"You might want to let your friends in. I'm sure they're getting quite cold out there."
Hagrid opened the door for Daphne and Desiree and let them back in the warm hut. "Sorry about that," she said softly. "I appreciate you respecting our privacy." Hagrid and the girls enjoyed a nice spot of tea together by the fireplace. The next day, Hermione had collected whatever coin she could get from her friends. Harry, Daphne, and Pansy were all able to contribute a couple of galleons each, while she, Ron, Desiree, and Tracy were only able to spare a few sickles apiece. But she figured every little bit helped. She also got a size from Harry. Based on what he could find, adult medium was the most consistent shirt size he could find for Kellen's muggle clothes, so he went with that. And as discreetly as she could, she sprinted to Hagrid's hut between classes with the money and Kellen's sizing information. Hagrid wasn't at his hut at the moment, but thankfully the door was not locked, so she wrote a quick note and left the money and the jersey information on the table, and bolted back to her next class as quickly as her skinny little legs could carry her. That Thursday, Hermione, Kellen, Harry, and Ron returned to Hagrid's hut for more information on the Philosopher's Stone. None of the children were prepared for the sight that awaited them. Hagrid was holding a large object, maybe the size of a soccer ball, that resembled a big black goose egg. He was about to stow it in a makeshift incubator under the kettle to help it hatch.
"What in the world is that?" Ron asked.
"It's something I won the other night playing cards," Hagrid said with a note of pride in his voice.
"It looks like an egg of some kind," Hermione guessed. "Some sort of exotic bird?"
"Dragon," Hagrid said.
"But isn't dragon keeping illegal here?" Ron asked incredulously. "Pretty sure that they were outlawed as part of the Warlocks' Convention of 1709.
"What they won't know won't hurt them," Hagrid replied matter-of-factly.
"Do you even know how to take care of a dragon? What do they eat? How big will they get?" Harry asked.
"I checked a book out of the library earlier this morning," Hagrid said with a grin. "Has everything I need to know about raising a dragon."
"While we're here, Hagrid," Hermione chimed in, "you said something about bringing up the Philosopher's Stone another time. This is another time, after all, and I was hoping you could provide more information. For example, is there anything else protecting the stone besides Fluffy?" Hagrid smiled.
"Well, I suppose there's no hurting telling you that much. Let's see, several of the professors got together to create different enchantments as additional insurance. I don't really know what kind of enchantments they are, but they make it mighty tough for any thief to try and take that stone. Even more secure than Gringotts." He wiped his brow. "There was a close one there a few months back, let me tell you."
"Who would want to steal the stone? Obviously someone incredibly powerful, or incredibly mad, or even both," Kellen asked.
"I don't really know myself, but what I can tell you is that it's not Snape, even though I'm sure you already suspect him, as he can be a pain in the bum," mumbled Hagrid. "In fact, he was one of the instructors sworn to protect the stone. He's not friendly, but he's not your enemy," he chuckled. "I think at this point your kids know more about that bloody stone than I do."
"So do you know what kind of dragon egg you've got?" Ron asked. "My brother Charlie works with dragons in Romania. I'm sure he'd be interested."
"This here is a Norwegian Ridgeback," Hagrid said proudly.
"Norwegian?" Kell exclaimed. "I'm half Norwegian. I had no idea that there were dragons from Norway. Not even my bestemor Pernille told me stories about dragons, and she told me all sorts of tall tales. Viking stories, Sami folk tales, you name it."
"There certainly are, Kellen," chuckled Hagrid.
Wednesday, February the 12th, finally arrived. Hermione woke up extra early to go to Hagrid's hut to help him make Norwegian munker, or pancake donuts, for breakfast to celebrate Kellen's birthday. On the table at Hagrid's was a Minnesota Twins baseball cap, plus a Kirby Puckett jersey, just as Hermione wanted to get Kellen. "Hi, Hagrid," Hermione greeted. "How's the egg coming along?" Hagrid chuckled.
"It's coming. Still a ways away from hatching. I can tell you with its progress. I hope I got the right things for Kellen's birthday."
Hermione hugged Hagrid. "You're a miracle worker, Hagrid. Kellen's going to love his birthday, and it's all thanks to you." Hagrid beamed.
"It's my pleasure, Hermione. Kellen's a terrific lad. So bright, so helpful, so brave. He's the poster child of what a true Gryffindor should be. And birthdays are only once a year, so we may as well make it a special one for him."
He gestured to the kitchen counter.
"I have all the ingredients you listed in the recipe, so if you want to wash up, let's get breakfast started and take it to the Great Hall."
A few minutes later, Daphne arrived at Hagrid's hut.
"Hello, Hagrid. Hello, Hermione. I have the card that Desiree and I made. Tracy, Pansy, Desiree, Harry, Ron, and Neville have already signed. I caught them earlier this week, but I knew you were going to be here to make the munker. So would you two please sign the card before I leave?"
Hermione smiled brightly. "Definitely," she said. "We'll be making our way to the Great Hall in just a few, so I promise we'll sign it. Why don't you stick around for a few minutes? If you want to help stir the batter, you're more than welcome."
"Really?" Daphne gasped. "I'd be delighted to help."
It wasn't long before Hermione, Hagrid, and Daphne headed to the Great Hall with dozens of munker, along with Kellen's birthday gifts.
Kellum was already sitting with Harry, Ron, and Neville, and Pansy, Tracy, and Desiree made their way over to the Gryffindor table when they saw Hagrid, Hermione, and Daphne enter the Great Hall.
"Hello, birthday boy,"
bellowed Hagrid as he wrapped his great arms around Kellum in a bear hug.
"We got a little something for you. Hope you like it. Munker, just like back home."
"No way," Kellum gasped. "That's awesome. My grandmother makes the best munker. Whose idea was it?"
Hermione's cheeks turned nearly crimson. She shyly walked over to Kellum and gave him a kiss on the forehead.
"Happy birthday, Kellum," she said softly. "Here's a little something your cousin and I made," Daphne said as she handed Kellum the homemade birthday card. Kellum opened it and saw all the signatures of his friends.
"Thank you so much, everyone," Kellum said. "I've only been awake a bit over an hour, but it's already a terrific birthday."
"And here's a little something from all of us," Hermione said as she handed Kellum a wrapped package.
Kellum tore into it, and to his delight, saw a Kirby Puckett baseball jersey and a Minnesota Twins baseball cap.
"Wow, this is really, really hard to find outside the States. I don't know how you guys pulled this off, but this is beyond awesome," he exclaimed. "Thank you. I wish I could wear this to class," he added with a chuckle.
"Me too," replied Hermione. "But you look perfectly handsome in your uniform and robes." She gave him a gentle hug.
Everyone around the table sang a rousing rendition of Happy Birthday to Kellum, and they all gave him a warm hug before enjoying a tasty Norwegian breakfast staple.
For the full text of this and other stories by the same author, visit the AO3 page of Fezzador. Music is The Industrious Ferret by Kevin MacLeod. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server and other ways to support what I do. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.